バスガス爆発ブスバスガイド。
Are you ready to start?
Yeah. こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。マイケルは英語で、私は日本語でニュースについてコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方は、ポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので、試してみてください。バイリンガルニュース1位に返り咲きました。イエーイ！
Yeah, we got it back.
久しぶりの1位イエーイだね。
Well, we were touching 1位 sometimes.
そうね。なんか、
kind of 微妙。
ね、行ったり来たりしてたんだけどね。
I don't know. It's pretty tight. It's pretty tight.
Yeah.
Up there.
Yay! とりあえず、みんながね、いっぱい聞いてくれるから、ありがとうございます。というわけで、1個目のニュースいきます。アメリカの生物学者、ジョナサン・アレンという人が、自分の頬の皮膚の中に寄生虫を発見して、自分でピンセットで取り出すという謎の事態が起きました。大学で教授をしているときに頬の内側に違和感を感じて、その後違和感が唇へ移動、寄生虫だと気づいて外科医に見てもらったものの、寄生虫ではないと言われてしまい取り合ってもらえませんでした。そこで自らピンセットを使って2センチほどの寄生虫を取り出しました。でこの寄生虫なんだけど、ガンジーロネマポーチロンっていう、まあこれ学名だからね、あんまり大事じゃないんだけどっていう、寄生虫で、普通は牛とかの家畜に寄生するもので、人間の感染は1850年以降わずか60人程度しかないという、かなり珍しいケースで、寄生すると口に移動してそこにとどまるということです。
American biologist Jonathan Allen discovered a parasite in his cheek and removed it on his ownHe was teaching at a university in Virginia when he noticed something moving inside his cheek. Over the course of a few months, he noticed that the feeling moved into his lip. And after going to a hospital and them telling him that it wasn't a parasite, he decided to take the issue into his own hands, and he used tongs to remove the parasite. I guess it was just under the surface of his skin. And the parasite is...known as the Gonjolonema poltruma parasite. And it's super rare. There's only been about 60 recorded cases of this in the world since 1850.
Yeah, human infection はね。これ動いてて気づいたらしくて、めっちゃキモいよね。で、なんか結局取り出したやつは2センチだったんだけど、本人のインタビューではこう2センチって見るとちっちゃいけど、その自分の皮膚から取り出した時はすごいでっかく見えたみたいな、
うん、
確かにと思った。
Yeah, that's not,
キモいよね。
That's not good.
いや、なんか線虫なのね。だからサナダムシみたいな、こうなんか長い細長いやつなんだけど。
Do they not know where he got it? Where it came from?
No. わかんないみたい。なんか彼は言ってたのは、息子と一緒に食べてたレーズンとかシリアルとか、まあ、彼自分が生物学者だから、その何シリアルとかそういう食べ物の中に結構虫のパーツが入ってたりして、混ざってそういうのの一つだったかもしれないって言ってた。
From raisins?
Yeah. Or cereal.
Hmm.
Like he said that there are like a lot of insect parts in those food, like mixed
what?
up.
And in the food? In
yeah,
cereal?
Yeah, that's what he said. 超びっくりした。うん。ゲーって思って。
Did he get a parasite?
Well, I think parasite was すごい珍しいケースだけど、he said that's possible that he got it from like eating raisins or...
This parasite is pretty rare, but medical cases involving parasites are not rare.
Tapeworm. Sanadamushi. よくね、なんかダイエットとかのジョークで出てくる、サナダムシを飲み込むと痩せる、そのサナダムシに養分を取られて痩せるっていう。
What's the deal with people like that? Who's that really small Japanese girl that can eat tons of food?
Ah, ギャルソネ。
Is that her name?
Yeah.
ギャルソネ?
Yeah, but she said that she just poops everything out like right afterwards.
Parasite 関係ない。
関係ないでしょ。
Oh, I thought she had like a parasite.
What? No.
Someone told me she had a parasite that was eating all the food or something.
What?
Or like changing, like altering her digestive system.
What? That's scary. But tapeworm ね、 なんか学校の時リサーチしたんだよね。結構一回飲むのは簡単なんだけど出すのが大変なんだよね。結構すぐちぎれちゃって、ちぎれたところから卵が出ちゃうんだって。
How do you end up consuming that?
It's in like pork or like 何クックしない料理されてない生のなんかイカとかさ豚肉とかそういう、
really?
うん、ところにいて、まあ死んだりとかはしないけどすごい長く何成長しちゃうからめっちゃくちゃ長いの。
It seems like all of the parasite stuff comes from, I don't know if this is true, but it seems like it all comes from rivers and lakes.
Lakes
freshwater sources.
あとプールのバクテリア、脳にさ、脳食べちゃうやついるじゃん。毎年何人か死ぬけど。
Oh, people get that from the neti pot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They use the neti pot.
Yeah, 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 that too.Yeah, you really have to sanitize it.
Parasites are pretty weird.
Sterilize it.
So, things like this gondolinema parasite, I guess they literally just, they can't live on their own at all?
うん、多分。
Right?
でもなんか悪さするわけじゃないみたい。It's just, they just stay there. It's not like it would hurt you or it would kill you or anything. It's just
But
like
a lot of
chilling
them do.
There.
A lot of them do kill you.A lot of these, if you go,
humans?
Yeah, they're a parasite. Like the one that went into that woman's brain, that wasn't good.
Yeah, well, that's more like, that's not really parasite, isn't that like 普通の bacteria? That's not really supposed to
be. I think that particular case was some sort of a protozoa, like a...
このプールのさ、バクテリア結構、そうそうそう、結構最近よく聞くよね。プールとかその真水系にいて、だからプール入った後にちゃんとすぐシャワーした方がいいんだよ。じゃない、そうすると結構簡単に流れるものなんだって本当は。でもその後シャワーしないでのんびりしてたりすると鼻とかから入って脳みそが食べられちゃうから。
Oh, swimming pools are kind of gross if you think about it, because there's definitely children peeing in there.
It's really gross. I always think about it, but I still go in it. 暑いんだもん。
And the only thing that we can do is put this toxic chlorine in there.
Yeah.
Which is, it's bad for us, but we, there's like, it's not as bad as the bacteria is, so we kind of just...That's how we do it.
このエオってさ、よくツイッターで聞かれるのなんて言ってるんですかって。だから今ここで言うとこ、エオっていうのは EWW でキモっていう意味だけど、女の子の方が使うね。だから男はあまり言わないからちょっと気をつけた方がいい。
And it's really just EW. If you're adding W's, then you're like
it's girlier.
Yeah.
そう、キモみたいな感じ、スラングです。だからビジネスのね、ミーティングとか、男子同士とかではちょっと言わない方がいい。
Yeah, I don't think I ever say ew. Unless I'm really trying to offend someone.
Yeah, or unless you're joking.
You say it too often, it's kind of lost its power. なんでも ew じゃん。
でも、だってキモい話いっぱいあるじゃん、うちら。
I guess it works for the parasite.
Yeah. Okay, 次。テキサスの狩猟クラブがアフリカナミビアでの絶滅危惧種クロサイ一頭の、狩猟許可証を競売にかけます。競売は来年2014年の1月に行われて約9700万円で売ることを目指すということです。クロサイは絶滅の危機に瀕していて、アフリカにいる4800頭しかもういません。でこの競売で得たお金はクロサイの保護に使われるそうなんだけど、動物愛護団体はもちろん反対していて、その金持ちのアメリカ人がアフリカにやってきてサイを殺すのもおかしいし、なんかこのクロサイってすごいのんびりしてるんだって。だからそれをハンティングするっていうのは駐車止まってる車を撃つのと同じくらい簡単だからひどいみたいな感じで言っています。
What are these のんびりクロサイ。 A hunting club in Texas plans to raiseA $1 million for endangered black rhinoceroses. And the way they're going to do this is by killing one. It's kind of counterintuitive. But they're going to auction a permit to actually shoot one of these black rhinoceroses in Namibia. and Namibia grants 5 permits per year that allow the shooting of one of these black rhinos.
So, Namibia ne kuni toshite kurosai o 5 to koroshite desu yo っていうのを年に5と許可を出してるんだけど、まあ、そのうちの一つをこのテキサスのクラブが得たのでこの競売をやるっていうことなんだけど、この9700万円他の方法でさ稼げないのかな。 Do they really have to kill one to protect others? なんか変じゃない。
What I'm waiting for is for some really rich nice dude to pay $1 million to buy the permit
and then
not and then not kill it.
確かに、そう、それがいい。そしたら超イケメンじゃないその人。
Yeah, if you have $1 million just lying around,
yeah,
this will get you all kinds of Greenpeace pussy.
確かに、そしたらその人めっちゃモテるよ。だってこれさなんかそう、だからその。
Well, if you're throwing $1 million just to save single animals, you're already probably pretty ballin.
Yeah.
You're probably doing all right.
なんか、もともと私その何ハンティングちょっとあんまり理解できないんだけど、その趣味としてのハンティング、not as like a 何 food source としてのハンティングじゃなくて、その
Well, a lot of people do it as both.
なんかスポーツとしてのハンティングの人もいるじゃん。剥製にするためにみたいな、家とかに飾って。
Mm.
しかもクロサイとかさ別に食べないじゃん多分。 So it's like a trophy thing, right?
I don't know.
なんかその記事にはアメリカ、
そう。
いや、その記事にはなんかアメリカがこのサイの死体をアメリカに持ち帰ってくる許可を出してないんだってまだ。
Mm.
So you could this guy if you buy this rights then you can shoot it but you might not be able to bring it back to the States.
That's weird.
As like a trophy. It's up to the government. It's up to the US government. だけど、なんかさ、こののんびりしてる草食動物をさ、遠くから撃つって結構なんか悪趣味じゃない？ It's like you're not even trying. You know, it's like they're just chilling there.
I remember I used to be really against hunting when I was younger. And I remember I was at my friend's house in...Texas.
Of course.
And I was watching TV. And if you're watching TV in Texas, half the time you're going to be watching fishing or hunting. And these guys were in a truck. I was like, oh, what are these guys doing? But they drive up on top of a hill. The guy climbs out and lies down on the back of his truck with a sniper rifle.
Okay.
A huge sniper rifle.
Okay.
Like, what is he shooting at? Camera zooms out and there's like a dot.Like super far away, and it's a deer.
Okay.
Super far. The deer has no idea that he's there. The deer doesn't even know that his truck is there. And the deer's just nibbling on grass.
Oh.
And then he shoots the deer, and it's dead. And then he drives over there. Like he doesn't even walk over. He drives over to the
lazy ass.
And I remember just seeing that. Like that was.That was like one of the first times I'd really ever seen hunting. And so I was really against it. I was like, oh, that dude is just so lazy. What a dick.
Yeah.
Shooting that deer in the head. But as I've gotten older, I think people, there is a legitimate deer population problem in many parts of the U.S. So deer need to be shot.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, 日本も猿とかのね、何あまりにも里に降りてきちゃってすごい人間に被害があるとか、子供を襲ったりとかしてとか、あと増えすぎちゃって他の生態系が壊れてるとか、そういう場合は分かるんだけど、なんか必要、まあそれもディベイラブルといえばディベイラブルだけど、まあさ仕方ない場合は仕方ないじゃん。でも何そういう趣味というかさ、スポーツでなんか食べないのに
But they usually eat them
But not these like safari clubs. Like they shoot rhinos and...
I don't know about the rhino. But,
食べれないじゃんだって。
I have no idea. Yeah, there's definitely... I mean, but if we're... I mean, talking about the rhino is one thing, but talking about hunting in general, I'm not against hunting in general at all. Even, I used to be, but I see that it's... You know, if you go... I'm eating meat either way, right? So a cow died somewhere, right? Yeah. It died. I didn't kill it. And I feel like I'll have a better understanding of kind of the consequences of my decision to eat meat if I did go kill.
食べるんだったらいいよ別に。食べるんだったらいいけど、なんか there are people who do like spear fishing とか。
Spear fishing.
Yeah. で、なんか熱帯魚とかを殺す人もいるの。食べないじゃん熱帯魚なんて。ニモみたいなやつだよだって。とかをなんかスポーツとして楽しいからあの何やる人がいるの。
Yeah.
そういうのとかを見るとなんかだからこの何9700万円も払ってわざわざアフリカまで行ってなんか何 Oh, you know, I got to shoot this like 絶滅危惧種の rhino because I'm like that cool みたいな。それはなんかすごいジューシーだなって思った。
Yeah.
じゃない、
What's that movie with Jim Carrey? The
Jim Carrey? Which one? He's in
Pet a Pet Detective?
I don't know.
Ace Ventura. Have you not seen Ace Ventura before?
I don't know.
Wow. Well, Ace Ventura... if you don't know the movie, then the reference doesn't really work. But there's kind of that... Those sort of characters are in Ace Ventura.
Okay.
And they're there to like shoot super rare animals. Like the villains in that movie are like,
そういうこと。
I want to kill like the white bat or whatever.
Oh,
like that kind of stuff.
Douche. そうね、マイケルがさっき言ったみたいに、こうこのライツだけ買ってやらないっていう人がいればね、一番もうヒーローなんだけど。All right, 次。
I can't afford it. Sorry.
Yeah, me neither. 手を洗うと楽観的な気分になることが判明しました。ドイツケルン大学の研究で何かに失敗した後に手を洗うと洗わなかった時よりも楽観的な気分になることが分かりました。これは実験で98人をグループに分けて解決不可能な問題をまず解かせて、でそれを失敗した後に手を洗ったグループは次はできるはずというふうに楽観的だったことが分かりました、まあ、ただ実際にその後にパフォーマンスが向上するわけじゃないので、まあ、あくまで心理的な効果のみですということなんだけど、はい。
Supposedly washing your hands can make you optimistic after failure. Cologne University found that people became more optimistic after failure if they washed their hands afterwards, and participants were asked to solve an impossible task, with some of them being asked to wash their hands. However, Cologne University doesn't believe that the hand washing actually translates into any kind of performance benefits for the hand washer.
Mm.なんかでも分かる気がする。あの風邪ひかないようにと思って家に帰ったら手を洗ってるんだけど、なんか、まあ、ちょっとこれと関係ないかもしれないけど、なんかすっきりする気がする。ちょっとリセットされるっていうか、mm. I don't know about washing part. Maybe it's just like touching the water part. I don't know.
Well, there's a lot of it's cleansing. Water is associated with cleansing all throughout pretty much all cultures. And, you know, we have the expression, like, if you're caught red-handed or if your hands are dirty, if your hands are dirty, you know, it means that you have responsibility for something. That someone's holding you up to something, right? To some, I don't know, whatever you did. And so washing your hands is kind of symbolic of... No, they have like holy water and Christianity, and they also have, you know, you go to the shrine here, and then you pour that little water with the wooden ladle on your hands.
あれはちょっと sanitize 的なもんどうなんだろうね。I mean, a lot of people stick their hands in it, right?
Well, it's not, yeah, it's not actually cleaning your hands, really.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
I mean, isn't it like the opposite?
Well, when that practice originated, I'm sure that your hands were dirtier before you did that because you were building a temple or whatever.
日本のあの神社のやつはさ、こう湧き水みたいななってるから、あれは確かに洗えてるよね、ちゃんと。こうジャーって出ててさ、ひしゃくがあるやつ。
I guess.
あれすごい好き、私。あのなんか水がいつも冷たくて、あの、なんだっけ、初詣の時とかさ。It's like, ah, 初詣来たなみたいな感じになるじゃん。Do you ever go to 初詣?
No. Well, I have. I have several times in the past. I tried to go this last year, but never happened.
あれもお清めって言って、その何汚れを、なんか神様に会う前に汚れを取るみたいな意味があるみたいなんだけど、まあね、だからこの手を洗うとその風邪の予防とかになるだけじゃなくて、ちょっと気分がポジティブになるっていう。
Do you think that we wash our hands for like cultural reasons, or do you think it's like an instinctive thing? You know how raccoons are like washing their face? They just do it. It's not like they were taught to do that, really. Do we just want to wash our hands? Sometimes
I don't think so.
So I got some glue on my hand the other day.
Okay.
The chair that my chair fell apart, so I was gluing it. So I got this glue on my hands and it wouldn't come off. And it's like the worst feeling ever. I had...
Olgesa.
Okay, that's definitely Olgesa, but you know what I mean. If you have something sticky on your hands, you're like, oh, shit. Like, it's just... Yeah. I don't know where I'm going with that.
What? So, what?
I'm just saying that the opposite is like... just seems unusually uncomfortable. That when your hands get dirty, you're like unusually uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like now I can't scratch my face. Now I can't do this.
そうだね。まあそうだね。なんか食べ物とかさ、油とか塗るとかなっちゃった時、なんか you can't really touch anything else until you like wash your
hands. How many days can you go without taking a shower or bath if you had to?
でもインフルエンザの時とか。何も動けなくて死にそうだった時は、
not like しょうがない I can't take a bath, but if you were camping, how many days would you be comfortable not bathing for? Because people used to not bathe.
多分1日2日でも限界だと思う。
Wow. Yeah.
でも夏か冬かにもよるじゃん。
Summer.
いやー、一日二日でしょうね。
うん。
キャンプ、まあ、まあでも楽しかったら我慢できるかな。わかんない。やったことないもん。でも、マイケルも知ってるけど、ちょっと名前言わないけど、友達で、一週間ぐらい髪の毛を洗わないとか、二日三日ぐらい髪の毛を洗わないで、なんかフェロモンを出すみたいなこと言ってる子がいて、で、その子が実際に、大学生の時に、もう1日2日おきしか髪の毛を洗わないって言ったらめっちゃモテたの。 So she was right. 、なんか
who? Oh, don't say.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't know
who this person is, but that's weird.
そう、洗わない方がフェロモン出んだってとか言って、本当に洗わなかったらめっちゃモテた。まあみんなやらないでほしいけどね、ちょっとなんか汚いから。
I don't know. There's a lot of different arguments about that. People say that people get like ringworm and staph infections and stuff because that we use antibacterial soap and it kills the natural flora of our skin. And so it's actually very bad for you.
毎日シャンプーで洗うとその必要な油が落ちちゃうから、本当は1日おきとかにお湯だけでシャンプーした方がいいとか言うけど。
Not 油, I'm talking about the flora.
I know. But I mean...
Like bacteria culture on your skin.
Yeah, I know. It's like there's a bacteria argument and the oil argument, I guess. But...でもね、ちょっとどうかね。それで満員電車とか乗ったらさ、なんかもともとパサパサしてる人はいいけどさ、結構オイリーな男性とかはちょっとやっぱ洗った方がいいんじゃない？
オイリーな男性。
自己中、自己中、私が。いやじゃん、だって。
I've been wondering about the flora thing with the skin.Because I just use like brutal soap that probably kills everything.
So もうずっと I only use organic bar soap.
Is it antibacterial though?
I don't think so.
Most soap is antibacterial. It's like all natural.
It's all natural. ね、液体のボディウォッシュがすごい良くないじゃん。てかもう触った感じからしてさ、もう怖いじゃん。What's in this thing? みたいな。そう、なんかシャンプーとコンディショナーと石鹸はオーガニック使ってるんだけど、そしたら普通のやつ使うともう本当に気持ち悪い。
But you don't know whether or not it's antibacterial.
I don't know. でも、顔の油とかが落ちすぎちゃうみたいなことはない。That you can tell. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like your oil and your bacteria will get like, こそぎ落とされる if you use like a strong one, strong soap.
Hmm.
なんか、そうすると逆に肌荒れになったりとかするみたいな。
I want to start training jiu-jitsu again.
Okay.
But I'm so scared of like ringworm and staph infections and stuff like that. So they actually recommend not using any antibacterial soap so that your body can
get that
flora that will protect you from these weird things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm. まあ清潔が一番ですね。あとディオドラントね。Oh God. 日本ももっとちょっとデオドラントおじさんたちさ、使って。
おじさんのせいにしないで。
No, I'm serious. あのね、電車に、混んでる電車に乗った時に、オールドスパイスとか、ああいうスティック系のデオドラントを匂いしただけでもう好きになりそうになっちゃうもん。It's like, everyone is so sweaty and stinky, but どんなにハゲてておじさんでも、そのデオドラントを匂いしたら、あ、キャッ。ちゃんと気を使ってるんだって思ってさ。
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
次。A Chinese man arranged a hotel meeting with a girl, and the girl that showed up happened to be his son's wife. So the Chinese man, his name is Wang, and he met this girl, Lili. Both lied about their identity and sent misleading photographs and false information about their lives back and forth. And they met at a hotel in Muling City. Unfortunately for everybody, I guess, the son named Da Zhan discovered her online messages with her father, but he didn't know it was with her father or with his father. Oh, this is confusing. And he followed her wife to the hotel where he discovered his wife and his father. And then he beat his father and beat his wife and then was detained by the police. And apparently his wife lost 3 teeth in the altercation.
中国で57歳の男性ワングさんがオンラインで出会った女性と対面したところ、なんと息子の奥さんだったという出来事がありました。これムーリンっていうところのホテルで初対面して、お互いその偽物の写真とか送り合ってたので全然関係性を知らなくて、それだけでもびっくりなのに、この、女性の旦那さんがなんかこの怪しいなと思って、なんと後をつけてた。でホテルでその奥さんのことを見張ってたら、そこに現れた相手がなんと自分の父親だったので、怒って2人ともボコボコにした結果、奥さんは歯が3本かけて自分は逮捕されるということになりました。
Yeah.
ドラマみたいだね。
It's
ドラマというかソープオペラみたいね。
It's crazy. I mean, they were both lying to each other, so they had no idea who each other were.
Yeah. What are the odds? じゃない？オンラインのさ、デーティングサイトなんて作ってる人すごい、使ってる人すごいいるじゃん。そこでたまたま知ってる人というかもう家族で。
Do you have an online dating account?
No, I don't. Do you?
No, no, I don't.
でもアメリカだと結構いるよね。
I know people that have it. I know people that have it here in Tokyo.
日本だと結構やっぱり出会い系ってそのちょっとネガティブなイメージとか危ないイメージがもうついちゃったけど、アメリカとかイギリスは結構オープンっていうか、
Really?
Oh, we met online みたいな。うん。結構な数いるよ。
Who?
I don't really recommend it though. I don't know. It's kind of scary.
How do you think Lily felt showing up at this hotel?
もう大混乱でしょ。
Her own husband's father.
だってさ、あ、どんなイケメン来るかなと思っておしゃれしてホテル行ったらさ、旦那のお父さんの上に旦那まで現れて歯が3本折られるとかさ、災難すぎる。っていうかお父さんが一番かわいそう。
No.
あ、まあ旦那が一番かわいそうだけど、お父さん結婚してんのかな、まだ。なんか離婚してるとかだったらさ、別に I mean 息子の奥さんだって知らないで行ったわけだからさ、ボコボコにされるのちょっとかわいそうじゃない。
I don't think that the father is in a relationship, because in the article it quoted him as saying like he retired a couple years ago and he likes to do that. He likes to regularly just meet up at hotels with girls.
Ah, okay. じゃあかわいそうじゃないやっぱ。
But meeting up at a hotel for the first time is pretty crazy, isn't it?
いきなりね、ディナーとかじゃないんだ。急にホテルで。
Yeah. しかも all the photos and stuff were BS.
Yeah. でもわかんないよ。ホテルでディナー。まあそれも結構すごい first step だよね。
Yeah.
やだ。
Everyone in this situation is pretty drastic.
Yeah, 確かに。
Beating your wife is pretty drastic.
Yeah. Yeah, 怒りすぎじゃない?
Meeting someone.
歯3本折れるとか。
It's, yeah. Well, I don't know.
まあでも勘違いしてたらすごい怒っちゃう。
I understand that he could be pretty upset. Well, it's not 勘違い, because his wife is trying to
feel like he got extra pissed off because the 相手 was
his
own dad, right? でもそういう状況って世の中どれぐらいあるんだろうね。その自分のパートナーと自分の親がなんか裏でくっついてるって。
I just read about that like a month ago. In the US there was a case like that with a police officer.
Okay.
It was like a county, like a sheriff and his own...He like came home and found like his dad with his wife or something.
, 笑っちゃいけないけど。
I know, it's terrible.
すごいね。でもそのおじいちゃんが、だからおじいちゃんというかさ、がすごいよね。
すごい何?
すごい魅力的っていうことでしょ、だって。だってすごい年が離れてるじゃん。旦那さんのお父さんとかってさ。
Yeah.
とか彼氏のお父さんとか。
I don't know. People just like, when it comes to sexual stuff, I think people lean towards like bad
like taboo みたいな
yeah like you know people busting out like whips and handcuffs and
でもそっちの方がノーマルに思えない
huh
like handcuffs and choking seem normal compared to like sleeping with your
but I feel you know, like it's in the
your boyfriend's dad or mom or
yeah so like
whatever
the handcuffs and stuff is the fantasy version right
Where
if you really want to do something that's insanely naughty, I guess is the word, then,
yeah.
you know, those things, people play out some of these things for a reason, because there is an underlying kind of people that gravitated towards these
その porn sites とかさ、お母さんシリーズ超あるもんね。
お母さんシリーズ?
Yeah, like...friend's mom or
I don't think they're not
でもなんかこの mother
you mean like the role playing version
yeah,
not
yeah,
like
yeah.
real
no but このなんか mother figure とか father figure
well they have everything when it comes to porn
I guess
they have octomom now
octomom what
they have porn? octomom now in porn
oh like that octomom
yeah the octomom that、Ew. Had like 8 kids
でも元々ストリッパーだよね彼女は。
I don't know.
I think.
I haven't been following Octomom that much.
いや久しぶりに聞いたわ。Okay.
Bicycle sales outpaced new car sales last year in all of the 27 member countries of the European Union except for Belgium and Luxembourg, and that's according to NPR. The most extreme example of these booming bike sales would be in Lithuania.Where 115,000 bikes sold and only 12,000 cars sold. And bicycle lanes and segregated cycle facilities are quite common in some European countries such as the Netherlands, Denmark, and Germany, and they continue to increase. A lot of people have attributed this to economic problems in the European Union, but in countries that have been reporting growth, the trend is there as well. So...This could be more than just that.
ヨーロッパで初めて自転車の売り上げが車の売り上げを超えました。ルクセンブルクとベルギーを除いたすべての EU 諸国25カ国で去年の自転車の売り上げが車を超えました。 リトアニアが一番顕著だったんだけど、まあ、あのその EU 諸国のいくつかではその自転車専用レーンがあったりとか自転車が乗りやすい環境っていうことがまあ原因なんじゃないかと見られていて、あの北アメリカでも自転車人口が増えていて、ニューヨークとかトロントとかでも同じようなあの傾向が見られています。
Yeah, there's bike lanes in a lot of places.
So,
a lot of nice places.
確かにあの自転車専用レーンが結構しっかりついてるんだよね、あのドイツとかだから、あの通勤とかに結構みんな自転車乗ってるし、あとあの自転車の貸し出しがもうすっごいいろんなとこにあって、あのそのステーションがいっぱいあるから、あの違う駅で借りても他のステーションに返していいのね、だからすっごい楽に自転車借りられるの。
Interesting.
だからその自転車文化みたいなのはもう全然違うというか、乗りやす日本って結構さ、あの、ま、東京しか分かんないけど自転車結構乗りにくいというか怖いじゃん、あの歩道が結構狭いとこもあるし、かといって車道もさちゃんと自転車用のレーンがあるわけじゃないから、だから、
yeah, it's super dangerous here.
そうそう、だからドイツ行った時わここだったら絶対自転車乗るわと思った。もう本当に綺麗に結構の幅取ってあるのね、ちゃんと自転車のレーンが。
Well, they're making these bicycle lanes. They have them in a lot of major cities. New York City, Toronto, Vancouver, San Francisco, all these places. Tokyo, I don't know if I've ever seen one.
Yeah.
They have 自転車の like on the 交差点。Like bicycle crosses.
歩道橋のとことかにねよくあるね、
yeah.
自転車は下渡っていいですよっていうやつ。まあでも怖くて乗れないわ東京は、もう引かれそうだもん。
Don't you think Tokyo should add bike lanes?
でもさスペースがないじゃん。
There's no space anywhere. Where's I mean you sit like there's no space on the roads, but if they made the bike lanes there'd bebeless cars and if there's less cars then
でも今から始めると結構大変だよね。その
Well they're adding them in all these other places. I'm sure they could do it.
ヨーロッパとかって結構なんかさあの門とかあの噴水とかが道のなんていうの反対車線と反対車線の真ん中にすごいぶっといスペースがあったりして、そこがもう全部公園みたいになってバルセロナとかね、だからなんかすごい道のスペースがあるとこがあるんだよね、結構大きい街だと。だからそこで自転車乗れるから全然車と接触しないであの歩いたり自転車乗ったりできるんだけど、東京はどうかね。
I think they need a bike lane here that also Genski can use. If you look at the stats on deaths from on people on Genski
and
bicycles too, like this is people.Aren't able to ride Genski and Jitensha in Japan, or at least in Tokyo, safely. They're just not. They're just not able to. But people are going to do that. People are going to still use those modes of transportation. I ride my bike all the time.
Yeah.
People are going to do it. So
yeah.
if more people could ride bikes safely here, that'd be less crowded trains, less crowded on the road. Right?
まあ、trains の方がの、何? It's more efficient じゃないの?
Well,
I mean, shouldn't we be promoting people to use trains rather than using bikes? Because
why?
Bicycle 乗っちゃうとさ、やっぱ駐輪場とかも足りないじゃん。 You know what I mean? 止めるとこが足りないし。
No, there's tons. You can park your bike anywhere. They just need to stop giving people so many tickets for...
So,
stupid
like,
shit.
Yeah, it's illegal to park anywhere. So you have to park at like,
yeah, but
ちゃんとしたところじゃん。 And then, so I don't know.
It's, I think it's ridiculous that I can't.
It just doesn't seem convenient to ride bikes in Tokyo.
Everything's so close in Tokyo. Trains are super inefficient. If you look at the routes that trains take, it makes no sense. Why am I going way over here, and then I'm going way over here, and then I'm going way, you know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense.
You think trains are inefficient here?
Compared to bicycles, yeah, for sure.
Oh.
Because you're trying to get from one station to another.
You're so spoiled.
What? No, what? How? How am I spoiled if I ride my bike?
I've never heard anybody say that train system in Japan is inefficient.
Compared to a bicycle. Mm-hmm. Because I don't have to pay anyone. I just get on my bike and then I can also get exercise at the same time.
Yeah. I can go. でもだからそこで危ないとか。
You don't understand how fast the bicycle
is. Yeah, but it's
be.
Like a trade-off though. That, you know, 止めるとこがないとか、レーンがないから危ないとか。それでみんなヘルメットもしてないじゃん、日本は。So,
yeah, that's worse.
危ないよね。
Yeah. Well, right now, tons of people are dying all the time on Genski and on bicycle.
Yeah.
And it's super dangerous. I almost get wiped out by taxis all the time.
自転車体にいいんだけどね、本当は。
It would improve health.
Yeah.
It would reduce pollution dramatically. There'd
be less
cars.
なんかね、だからドイツみたいにこう長くちゃんと大きい道に全部こうきちんと自転車のさ、レーンがついてればね、みんな別にプロモートされなくてもどんどん乗ると思うけど、東京はね、ちょっと。
What is Japan, what is Tokyo going to do with its roads? Because the road congestion has really...
For the Olympics and stuff?
For not even the Olympics, just in general. The congestion on the roads has gotten ridiculous.
しかもさ、他の国と比べて、日本ってあの、道がぐちゃぐちゃじゃん。で、道に名前がついてないじゃん。You know what I mean? It's like...他の国だとアメリカとかもストリートに全部名前ついてるし、あのヨーロッパだと京都みたいに5番の目みたいになってるからさ、あのこのブロックを3個行ったら右とか、次のブロック5個とか簡単だけど、東京って無理だからさ、そのオリンピックとかでみんなが観光できた時みんな迷子になりそうじゃない？ I mean, how do they find anything in like Shibuya, for example?
So this is why I want to be able to ride my bike, because I get on the train, Chuo-san, packed.
Yeah.
And I just got people just shoved up in my grill. And if I, you know, if I'm in a car, packed, not moving, I was on Tome the other day for like, it must have been at least 8 hours.
私そんなに、何、traffic problem ないんだけど。I mean, well, I don't drive.
Okay.
That's one thing, but でも
that's one thing for sure.
でも電車とかさ、ってマイケル別に通勤してないんだからさ、そのラッシュアワー乗らないでしょ、電車。乗る？
Yeah.
I mean, you can avoid it, right? If you wanted to.
Well, when I'm going somewhere, I'm going there when I'm going there. You know, I'm not going to plan when I leave to avoid.
まあそうだけど。
You know what I mean?
But rush hours are pretty like specific, じゃない？ Like.8 to 9 a.m. and 6 to 7 p.m. ish. 私あんまりなんかラッシュ巻き込まれないけど。まあでも毎朝ね、毎朝毎晩ラッシュに乗ってる人は本当に大変だよね。
Well, I don't know what to tell you. There's way more people experiencing crowded trains than not. That's why they're crowded. Do you know what I'm saying?Like your example of the train not being...
I used to do that. I used to do it all the time.
I'm just
saying that you are not, you know...
No, but I'm saying the majority of the people are experiencing this. That's why... That's like the definition of crowded, right?
Yeah.
So
もう
だって
ね、朝で通勤のね、満員電車乗るじゃん。もう会社に着く頃には超疲れてるもん。しかも一番最悪だったのは、駅からオフィスまでがもう15分以上歩かなきゃいけなくて、しかも大江戸線だったの。だからもう大江戸線って深いじゃん。だからめっちゃ混んでんのね。めっちゃ混んでて、その階段もめっちゃ混んで。
It comes like once every 2 hours.
そうで、オフィスまでも全部道混んでんの。みんな同じとこに歩いていくから。You know what I mean? だから、で、しかもそのオフィスが30何階にあるから、もう駅から電車降りてからオフィスたどり着くまでもう永遠にかかるの。だから着いたら疲れてるみたいな。だからそういう人いっぱいいると思うんだけど。
So, I'm just wondering what the options are for this. I just feel, I mean, don't you feel like...
Solution to 満員電車?
To traveling in Tokyo. I mean, are we all like...So it's just like, no, you can't ride your bike. Or if you ride your bike, you're going to get killed. Or if
or
you drive, you're going
to... Or at least wear a helmet.
I just feel like it's not... I know the Japanese train system is very good. But I feel like it's also served as kind of a crutch that's allowed other problems to appear in transportation in Japan.
Like what?
Just walking is not safe a lot of the times. There's like no sidewalk and you're just walking and it's like, wow. There's like I have to walk around this pole into the street. Like, really? That's crazy.
Yeah, but I feel like it's so much better than all the other parts of the world, though. Like Hong Kong とかさ.
Well, I'm just the bicycle thing is interesting because I'm thinking, like, could Japan adopt this bicycle thing? It's working everywhere else. There's not a single place that's installed.
でもスペースなくない？スペースなくない？もともと車道もすごい狭いじゃん。
You have to make space.
How? Yeah. By moving all the buildings in Tokyo?
Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they could do it. I hope they do. I hope they do.
Well, whoever who's on it, 頑張って.
Yeah, you don't care at all about this.
No, I just don't think it's doable.
I think it's totally doable. It doesn't even have to be in Tokyo to start. You know, there's space in a lot of places. It's just people ride bicycles. Well, either they ride on the road where there's no space, or they ride on the sidewalk where there's no space, right? And if they ride on the sidewalk, then they hit people. If they ride on the road, they get hit by cars.
Yeah.
Well, what? That's stupid.
しかも多分日本の法律ってサイドワークダメだよね自転車.
Yeah, you're not even like. Yeah, so I guess. Yeah. But I see the police doing it all the time, so I don't even know if that's true.
Maybe they have like, なんかこういうところはいいみたいな. You know what I mean? Like if the shadow is too narrow, then maybe you can go on the sidewalk. 難しいね.
Yeah, it sucks. Police have raided Britain's first 3D gun factory. The officers confiscated the printer they believe criminals were using to make firearms. And this was the Greater Manchester Police. That's the name of the department. And they claim to have found components of a 3D printed gun. And they also recovered a recently created magazine and a trigger. And they're concerned that gangs are acquiring this technology and that it would enable them to produce weapons at home. So what they're producing is this gun known as the Liberator, which is made of plastic. It can be made for about 2,400 yen of materials. And they can just print them off, I guess. The printer itself, they bought on eBay for less than 60万. So, you can have a working gun factory for like...
60万2,400円.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. UK で初めて 3D プリント技術で違法に作られた銃が見つかりました、マンチェスターの警察が 3D プリントで作られた銃の部品を発見して、ギャングが 3D 技術を使っている可能性があるとして懸念しています、この 3D プリンターとこの銃を作る技術があれば家で簡単に作れてしまうのでってことなんだけど 3D プリントで作られたプラスチック製の銃はセキュリティを通れてしまうので、まあ、問題が山積み3D プリント銃の設計図はアメリカでオンライン公開後数時間で1万1000ダウンロードされているので、まあ、誰でも簡単にやろうと思えばやれてしまうで、3D プリンター自体は60万円とかで eBay で売られていてプラスチック製の銃の部品は2400円で手に入るっていうことなのでまあ本当に簡単だよねもうあの結構このポッドキャストでね 3D プリントの話たまにするんだけどなんか It's getting complicated.
The 3D printing? Well, this is no, some 3D actual...
3D printing is so simple that it's...
It's getting complicated now with like the 4D printing. The self-assembling components and things like that.
Yeah, 安いよね。2400円って。
Yeah, and that was a long time ago. You could probably buy it for less now.
しかもプラスチックでできるんだって感じ。知らなかった。
The Liberator.
でも音が全然違うよね。さっきビデオでさ、あの聞いたけど、
あの、You mean compared to a real gun?
うん、あの撃った時の音がさ、結構スパーンみたいなちょっと軽いよね。
Yeah, you still don't want to get shot with it.
No way.
But The schematics for this gun were put on the internet, and immediately in the U.S., over 100,000 people downloaded it. So there are people that are trying to make these with their 3D printers.
100,000?
100,000. Over 100,000 downloads of this schematic. And these plastic guns can go right through airport security and X-ray scanners without being detected. So you could conceivably take this onto an airplane.
Yeah, さっき1万1000ダウンロードって言っちゃったんだけど、110万ダウンロードだった。110万ダウンロード設計図。プラスチックだとそうだよね。空港とか持って入る。まあでも、bullets は持ち入れないよね。Isn't it? Like, doesn't it have to be metal or...
The bullets?
Yeah.
I don't know. They showed a picture of one of the... What do you call it? Cartridge? And it was just like this plastic thing. I don't know if the bullet's made of metal. I don't think it is.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it is.
じゃあもうさ、こうなるとさ、あのセキュリティ意味ないね。空港の。
I've always thought that the airport security is 意味ない。
I know. Oh my god, I hate that liquid thing.
The liquid rule?
Yeah, バカすぎる。It's so stupid. なんでジップロックに入れればいいの？なんでジップロック入ってないとダメで、ジップロック入れてるといいみたいな。It's like, oh, you don't have Ziploc? No, you can't. You can't. You know,
is that what the rule is right now?
Yeah, yeah. やばいよ。
Are they still doing those weird body scanners?
あと、
what do they call it? Rapid scan?
なんか裸に見えるやつ。
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.In the States, ne? In the States.
There was, I think there was some story of some guy did the rapid scan.
Okay.
And,
he had a huge dick?
No, I think he had like a small one, and then like the employees like made fun of him. There was like some weird story like that.
なんかもう一個あったよ。
But I think he actually
worked there. He had like a really huge dick, and then they thought he was hiding something. So he had to like take off his clothes, and it was actually his dick.
Oh. Well, that's awkward.
Yeah. America とね、イギリスね、厳しいんだよ。あの、they'll like frisk you and
they have those machines that will shoot little puffs of air.
Ah, はいはいはい。
And knock the dust off you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then analyze the particles of the dust.
Yeah, yeah. あとあの、こう拭くやつね。あの、コットンみたいなのでさ、拭いて、それをなんか、あの、機械にかけて、なんかイリゴサブステンスとかついてないかとか、あとバームに使うなんかついてないとか、私すごいやられたことあるもん。でも全部パッとされて、なんかすっごいマッチョな女の人が来て、あの触らせてくださいみたいな。あとコロンビア行った時はなんかミラー取られたし。
ミラー？
鏡。
Why？
あの飛行機に持ち込んじゃいけませんって言われて、
Mirror?
そう、え、なんでって言ったら、え、あの You can use it as a weapon って言われた。
Oh, that's stupid.
あのさ、この鏡で If I could hijack the entire airplane with a mirror, then I could do it without it. I could probably do it with a fork. You know? That's so stupid. It's, I was
I
like, look at me, I'm this like tiny girlWith a stupid mirror, and do you really think that I'll attack people with it?
They always stop me for the random check when I fly.
私もだよ。
Every time.
私もいつも聞くもん。え、怪しく見えるみたいな。でも、いや、見えないけど、ランダムだからごめんって言われて、いつも。あと、現金とかも全部数えられるし。
絶対random じゃない。
うん。
I'm like keeping tallies.Like statistically, it's impossible.
いつも止められて、しかも世間話みたいなのされる。なんでこっちそこへ行くのとか。And I'm just like, oh my god, let me just go.
I don't feel like those are really protecting anyone. If these 3D printed guns can just go right through, then.
あの liquid 本当にやめてほしい。絶対意味ないから。It was because of this one stupid guy trying to make a bomb with a.
In his underwear?
What, eye liquid or eye drop or something, which didn't even work. そのためにさ、all of us, everybody is being punished for that. 何これ？って感じじゃない？
I feel like if someone really wanted to take down a plane, that it'd be really hard to catch them.
いやだってよくアメリカであるじゃん、なんか銃持ち込んでた人がいたとかさ、結局何 隠して持ち運ぼうとすればさ They could, so
why
punish all of us?
I think I've actually taken a knife on the plane before. Like a pocket knife.
Oh, like accidentally?
Accidentally. But it had a pretty big blade.
Why were you... What?
It was just in my backpack.
Weirdo.
And I like... Well, you don't... When you travel, you pull out bags that you never use, right?
Yeah, but...
But I had... I had used...
accidentally have a knife.
Well, I had used that bag camping, I think.
Oh, okay.
And so it just had stuff in it.
Oh.
So it had like pocket knife in there.
あとなんか昔にあのいとこがあのマスカラを募集されたのアメリカで。で、it was a new one and it was pretty expensive. So I was trying to negotiate with them, saying like,
how much does mascara cost?
I don't know. It was like some like 何千円とか。And I was like, この子ね16歳だしマスカラだよみたいないいじゃん別にって言ったの。And it's not really liquid, technically.So it's like half liquid, right? って言ったらなんか本当ごめんって言ってでも次からじゃあカバンの下に入れてって言われたのあれでカバンの一番下に入れるとあの結構ディテクトされないの、っていうのをその検査してるおじさんに言われてわじゃあ超意味ないじゃんって思ったじゃあ悪い人絶対カバンの下に入れてるじゃん
There is almost no
It's so stupid
Has there been any terrorism? Against Japan by
against Japan
by the Middle East at all?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
だからいらない。あのリクイド本当にやめてほしい。それでさあのよく出張行くときとかにこう水のボトルとかをなんかいろんなさ国を何もうハープしているときに忘れててカバンに入ってたりするとめっちゃなんか怒られるじゃん。もうなんでこんなの持ってるのみたいな。I'm sorry, it's just a bottle of water. Like, it's like a... They treat it as like a crime, you know?
Have you seen the videos of people unloading bags and loading stuff on airplanes? People have taken videos from the window.
Ah, めっちゃ投げたりしてるやつ。
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Totally throwing luggage.
だってたまに普通に壊れてるもんね。壊れたり引っ込んだりとか。
I had my stuff stolen from my luggage recently.
前もあったじゃん。しかもクッキーとか盗まれたじゃん。
Yeah.
And charger? Was it charger?
Yeah, they stole my laptop charger.
Doesn't make any sense.
They stole cookies and they stole a laptop charger. There was like some other things missing too, but I don't remember what it was.
そうだよ。ハワイのお土産でマミのために買ってきたクッキー盗まれたじゃん。
Yeah.
That's so messed up.
Yeah,
that was my cookies. Oh my god.
It's terrible.
All right. 以上かな。
うん、以上。
以上です。そう、明日ね、やっと T シャツを配送します。配送じゃない、発送します。イエーイ。
Finally.
Finally. あの、写真をね、Twitter やってる人は写真見たと思うんだけど、すごいよね。すごい量。もうね、リビングがリビングじゃなくなってるもんね、うち。
Yeah, it was more shirts than we were expecting.
Yeah.
Sorry we couldn't take more orders.
Yeah.
Because there's apparently a lot of people that still want it.
そうなの。ごめんね。そう、あの、いまだにね、あの、T シャツ売ってますかって聞いてくれる人いっぱいいるんだけど、10月にもう締め切っちゃって、10月だっけ？あの、いつだっけ
？Whenever we did it.
Yeah, 結構前にもう締め切っちゃってて、そう、まあ、またなんかねやるかもしれないかその時はぜひお願いしますっていう感じ
Do we have any extras、left that we're trying to Because some people didn't pay じゃない
そうあるよ
それどうすんの
それちょっと違う方法で売るかな、Like Amazon とか、Not in the way that we did もう死ぬ
Yeah we gotta figure out something more efficient
うんちょっとね、そう、きつね寿司 T シャツ、今回振り込んでない人、キャンセルした人とかの分と、あとちょっと多めに作ってたから、ちょっとあるんだよね。エキストラの分が。
Yeah, we have some.
一箱分ぐらいある。だから、それ、今、いろんなサイズが混ざってるんだけど、それをね、ちょっと、売る方法を考えようかなっていう感じ。OK。あのね、ちょっとね、ラベル、宛名のラベルが足りなくなった人とか、マミの汚い字でね、手書きで、で、住所書いてる人も結構いるし、封筒に中身は何ですかっていうのを書かなきゃいけなかったのね。 だからみんなのやつに T シャツって超汚い字で手書きで書いてあるけど、あれは私です、うん、すいません。
I saw.
なんかね、 T シャツっていう言葉を書きすぎてなんかゲシュタルト崩壊だった。なんか何書いてんだろう。なんか記号に見えてきたもん。いや、でもね、ちょっとみんなのとこに早く届いてほしい。なんか楽しみ。
Yeah, めっちゃ楽しみ。I hope it all goes well tomorrow.
Yeah. 届いたら、なんか、ちょっと教えて、みんなどう思ったとか、なんか着てるところとか見たいよね。写真とか。
ダメなとことか。
やだ、へこむ。やだ。それを胸に秘めて。褒められて伸びる子だから、マミ。OK。というわけで、次は木曜日かな。
Yep.
OK。じゃあ今週も1週間頑張りましょう。
For sure.
終わり。じゃあね。バイ。
バイ。